listening to Casually Lit. You're about to waste the next, I don't know, hour and a half of your life, which you'll never get back, but whatever.
Let us give praise to our Maker and glory to His bounty by learning about beer.
Oh, haste the day. That's, aw, that needs to be on my list to listen to. I have not done that yet. And that Pressure the Hinges album, I believe that's what it called, is amazing.
I haven't listened to Haste the Day in a long time.
Burn the bridges down.
Aren't they a Christian band? Or
I think they were.
Faux Christian.
And then not. And then were. They don't curse. So, ooh, they have a song. They have an acoustic song that's really slow, and it's about autumn and the wind blowing. It's ridiculously emotional. It's like, oh my God,
it's
dude.
My favorite love emotion.
Like,
the more emotion, the better.
What's up? This is Casual Lit. I'm Jason.
I'm Rody.
And I'm Chris.
We don't do that all the time. We probably should because we get new listeners. They're like, who the fuck are these guys? Y'all don't really care who we are. We're just here to talk about beer, Rody. Let's jump right into this, man.
Beer.
You got us a good one.
Yeah. So St. Arnold has a good IPA. I don't know if you tried it or not, but it's called Art Car IPA. This is not that beer. This is the double version of Art Car IPA. So it's, I think it's 8.6% in this version of it.
That is what you said.
Pretty good.
It's really good. I think whatever the... makes the ABV higher is a little more malty because it is a little more malty on the malty malt.
They actually say that in the...
fair warning.
The press release.
Malty. Does it really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So we upped the malt bill to give it about another 1% alcohol content.
Look at me with some knowledge. I did not read that off the can. Does it say it on the can?
Not on the can, but on Untappd.
Because I was about to get called out by you or Michael or somebody. Like, hey,
I tricked you. You fell into my sinkhole.
Don't bring that up. That shit's scary. It killed 6 people in China. Yeah. Sinkhole just swallowed a bus. Those people were just standing at the bus stop like, what's up? Just doing my thing. Sinkhole. Like, there's nothing. No. Ugh. Ugh. And you guys that don't know, I'm definitely terrified of sinkholes because...
that's your number one fear.
That's why it was occur around 6 web shooters wherever I go.
Because even a tornado, you can get at least usually a 5-second warning. I mean, but a sinkhole just opens up, you're gone. That's it. Game over.
That's why you don't have your seatbelt buckled.
That's scary stuff.
Just jump out.
Just jump out.
I think your odds of dying in a traffic accident are a little higher than sinkhole, but I'm not sure. Because, I mean, sinkholes are popping up everywhere. They're scary. I'm scared right now. I don't even want to think about it.
Climate change.
Causing sinkholes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I agree with that. Trump denies that, you asshole. Oh, gosh. So I'm going to give you a little taste of this since we're in the... that's all you need. Oh, God. That song is so, like... I'm tearing up right now.
Is that the autumn breeze?
It's just called Autumn. And it starts off with red leaves blow in the wind. It's so sad.
It's probably about his daughter that died.
I'm going to go, I think, because I haven't listened to it in a while, but I think it's about being on tour, but I'm not sure. But yeah, I'm probably wrong. It's been a long time. Plus, whenever you think you know what a song is about, you go read about it and you're like, way wrong. It's what matters to me.
It's not your interpretation. It's mine.
It's the artist. Anyways, no, this beer's really good. I like it, actually. And the actual original Art Car, for you folks that... our penny pinchers. It's usually $7.99 for a 6-pack, and it's a delicious beer. Comes in a pretty blue can with a saint on it, and not one of the saints from Boondock Saints. It's a different kind. Saint.
This one doesn't shoot you. They give you beer.
Is Saint Catholicism right? No, it is.
Saint Catholicism?
Yeah, I mean, saints, they're involved with
Catholicism.
Catholicism is my favorite religion. I think I've said that before, but because you can do whatever you want to, and you just tell somebody, and they're like, hey, say a couple Hail Marys, and then you're forgiven. It's pretty cool.
Or just pay your way into heaven.
That's true. See, I mean, that's a pretty cool religion in my book. If I was going to choose, that's what I would choose. Except for I can't do all that other stuff they have to do.
I mean, in the history of the world, though, the Catholic Church has done nothing wrong.
I've already decided that if Caitlin wants to get a divorce, I'll be like, I just converted Catholic, we can't.
You also can't even wear condoms, too, Jason.
That's true.
Yeah, you're going to have a bunch of kids.
It's fine. Oh, man. Divorce or kids.
That bullet method is working.
That game is on point, son. Game is on point.
As you get older, you prematurely ejaculate more often.
Do you really?
I don't know. I'm just making shit up.
You got that problem, Rudy?
All the time.
I would have trusted you and believed that. But I can't really say why, so I'm not going to say why.
He is a doctor.
Oh, there it is. There it is. But yeah, no, this is good. I like it. I'm excited. Man, the Game of Thrones coaster keeps sticking to my glass tonight. Yeah, we started off, we were listening to some new music we were thinking about playing, but we didn't find anything we liked.
No, it's all bad.
Mandy Moore has a new album out, or a song out. Then we found a song that Avenged Sevenfold?
Yeah.
They put out that was an unreleased track from something.
Yeah, the Hell to the King should have been on that album.
Oh, yeah, that was a really good album. Hey,
there's a reason why they didn't put it on an album.
That's pretty bad. You can play 5 seconds of it there since Chris is already cocked and loaded and ready. It's going to be terrible. Good choice. Uh-oh. Yeah,
Jesus, this is the 80s.
Yeah, 80s. And the guitar solo is, what, 3 minutes into the 7 minute song?
Yeah.
That's backwards. That's not how it's supposed to go. And we also, I've been listening to this new, the album's not out yet, but it's Breaking Benjamin. And hopefully everybody knows who that is. They have an acoustic album that they're putting together that sounds like hammered dog shit. I'm not sure. I just want to call him and be like, dude, you're a bazillionaire. Like, you are a bazillionaire. What is this?
Yeah, what did you do this for?
Set this microphone down in the middle of the room. Hey, let's play this song. Why? And then on one of the songs, it's got acoustic music, and then it's still the same vocals from the original track.
Sounds
great. Yelling and screaming.
Sounds great.
It's like Korn when they did their acoustic thing. Jonathan Davis, you need to sing here, and he's like, I hate you! Something's wrong here, dude.
So there's only one new song on that new album?
There's two so far.
Oh.
It's that one with Scooter Ward from Cold and the one that I just played a second ago.
And you said there's one that's going to be with Flyleaf?
Yeah, I feel bad that I don't know her name, but the lady singer.
It's Casey something.
From Flyleaf.
Casey Musgrave.
She's very, very short and very beautiful. I saw her up close and personal when I went to Edgefest. Because no one was there because they were playing really early. Mm. So we got way up there. I saw them and Silverchair.
Lacey Strum.
Lacey. You were close, dude. That's pretty good.
The new singer is Christy May or Kristen May.
Yeah.
It's not the original.
Silverchair, right? No. Who's the Christian band Silverchair that's like Silverchair?
You should look up Lacey Strum's solo album, Chris.
Breaking Benjamin's helping her with that. I don't even know. His name's Benjamin something.
Benjamin Breaker.
Benjamin Buttons. He's aging backwards. That's why his music's getting worse. Because he's going younger.
Right.
Older.
Soon it'll be just EDM.
Yeah. Trying to.
Doesn't he have some medical problems too?
Him?
Yeah.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, it could. I'm not going to lie. I love their music, but I don't follow him that closely because he's kind of a dick too. So
yeah, because he has shit to
Benjamin Burnley.
Yes, that is it, Benjamin Burnley.
I guess that's why they didn't introduce his last name into the name of the band.
So hold on, I'm pulling this. Oh, I forgot. So yeah, when I went to try to find the damn, So I don't have the whole set list. Because Flyleaf played, but so did that. So who is the Christian band? We were Switchfoot. Yeah, I saw Switchfoot. Switchfoot, like, we were looking at each other, too, because there was no one there.
Right.
But he was like, we were meant to live. And I was like, I know these words. And he looked down. He's like, thanks, man. Thanks for being one of the five people here. Flyleaf was the same way. But then when 30 Seconds to Mars played, that was the most fun I've had in a long time, because that dude goes everywhere. No shits given, Mr. Jared.
Like, he's walks, like, on stage?
Yeah, no, he walked out in the crowd. He was, like, running through the stands. He was like, from, yeah, and he can sing, and it was awesome. But we got screwed by the Deftones because they played nothing but their new music.
Mm.
And they were like, oh, I guess we got to give you something. So they played, like, a three-minute melody of their hits. It's like, sweet. And then they played Change, and that was it, though. Like, I didn't get to see any of the good stuff. And then we saw 3Days Grace, and that was weird. Lots of explosions.
Ooh.
It's like, ugh.
Very nice.
It was so hot.
It was a precursor to a Five Finger Death Punch.
It could have been Five Finger Death Punch. But that was one of the last tours that Adam played on. And then we saw Limp Bizkit, of course. Boom! That's the only reason why I went. Otherwise, I'd never go to Edgefest. But Limp Bizkit was headlining. So I was like, naturally, Fred Durst, you must have my dollar that comes from this $50 ticket. And people were so mad that they headlined, because this was in 2010.
Oh, really?
People were pissed. Because all these little kids, they didn't even know who that is.
Right.
Yeah, this gets sick. And I was like, nope, they're rocking. So they were so mad that it wasn't like Cage the Elephant or Modest Mouse.
Gotta hope not.
Yeah, they wanted all, you know, those edge bands to be, nope, Limp Bizkit.
Because they needed people that actually made money to buy tickets.
Right. Is that weird? Yeah. That's weird thinking about that. Limp Bizkit is
rocking the set.
11. Oh my God. They're 20. Anyways.
They're Bad Boys for Life.
99 was when Significant Other came out. So 96, I think, is when they were just. 96 or 97 is when they started. So 23 years old, man. Korn's the same way. Anyways, move on to something else. Now that I'm all depressed.
Oh, yep. The lead singer Breaking Benjamin is worth $4 million.
Yeah, see? Make a record that doesn't play part of that stupid song here. Hold on, I'm going to... It's so bad, though. I just want everybody to hear how trash recording it sounds. It's so bad. I'm going to go listen to Haste today. Red Cold River acoustic.
Red Cold River.
Well, that one will work too, but Red Cold River is the newest one with the metal vocals. God damn. Okay. Yeah, he'll sue us. He already sued his bandmates.
Right.
Scooter, you get in the bathtub. I'm going to sing on the toilet. We'll put mics in the corners. We'll do this.
That'll be perfect.
So terrible. So terrible. Yeah, anyways, that song sucks. The other one, it's Red Cold River. It has acoustic music and he's yelling on it. So it's dumb. Dumb, folks. Dumb. But I told y'all last week I was going to do Tap. I said Papa Roach. I did. Remember, I called it last week. I did. And I sent Rody a screenshot. I listened to...
He was pleasantly surprised.
Yeah. All of Papa Roach's music sounds exactly the same. I'm going to go out and say that. It's completely true. And I found one song that I actually really, really like. And I can't remember the name of it right now. Oh, Help. Yeah, Papa Roach, I Need Help. That was actually a really good song. And then I was starting to wonder if I needed help.
I think I need help.
See, Chris knows it. Yeah, it was a really good song. I was like, holy crap, I actually like this. There wasn't much else, though. It all sounds kind of very similar. But I did Papa Roach. The next day, I did a Bullet for My Valentine, and I forgot how much I love those guys. Me and you used to jam them all the time, Rudy. You should go back to jamming them. They are awesome. Everything they do is awesome. They had a brand new record that I listened to. I was like, oh, this is cool. Still the same. Sounds exactly.
Yeah.
They've got that same whatever country they're from, twang.
England.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I dig it. I like it. What are we drinking here now? Turning Point Beer. Single Hoptions. Why is it on there twice? So nice you can say it twice?
Mm-hmm.
New York City, the city so nice they named it twice.
This is their version of the Selman series.
Oh.
It was with Cashmere.
Cashmere is the name of the hop?
Mm-hmm.
Like the sweater?
Yes.
I was going to say, did Led Zeppelin have anything to do with this?
But a little more silky smooth.
Mm. too.
Cashew. I like that description already.
You're going to enjoy the taste even more.
That was sexual.
Chris, I think I screwed you up when I said turn down the USB thing and it turned down the...
Turn back up?
No, I don't know. I was looking at your board or at the recording up there. I was like, oh my God, that's tiny. I need to be louder. Sorry, folks. That's a little behind the scenes for you. I just looked at it. I was like, I screwed something up.
What? You have voice modulation?
I screwed something up, Chris. You should never listen to me, and you know that by now. I'm the one that forgot the headphones when we recorded at, what's that place called?
Martin House 2.
Martin House 2.
Hey, they released their Fruity Pebbles Sour today or yesterday.
They did.
A Fruity Pebbles Sour?
Yeah, I need help for someone to explain to me how that works.
Michael Harper, come on the show.
I need a brewer. We miss David. David, explain to us how you make a... David Clark from New Main Brewing, folks. Explain to me how you make a sour with 47 pounds of sugar.
Yeah. Look,
37 pounds of molten rock salt.
God damn. I don't know. I don't know about sours, and that's something that I've never educated myself on. So
is that thing also in the group chat, the avocado sour? Is that real?
Oh, it was avoca. It's the coffee. They made a coffee sour.
Yeah, coffee.
Who asked for that? What the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
Who wants their coffee sour? Show of hands.
I think I need
spoiler help. Alert, no one raised their fucking hand because that is gross.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I picked up their six pack of that. It's a purple can, the sour IPA.
Blueberry, the blueberry sour? Yeah. The violet is turning violet.
Picked it up. Target had it at $7-$8. I was like, well, that's new on the show. And then I put it back.
I didn't know Target sold beer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. They got these cool, at the front end of the store, they have these little liquor stores. They're pretty cool.
Nice.
Yep. And they have a lot of craft beer in there. Congrats. The one that we go to on Overton, yeah, it is solid with Martin House, though. Cody was sleeping with somebody in there. I don't even feel bad saying that.
Because it's true.
Yeah. Bang a Target employee and put your beer up front. anyways, that's a joke. I don't know that. But I have these pictures. What do you think? I think these pictures say it all. But no, they have every Martin House beer. And they have decent prices, too. They even have the two cans, like some of the rare ones. I was like, oh, hey, look. People are looking for that.
And then come to Target.
Move on. But they did not have the pickle beer, which I don't give a flying crap about.
Oh, so. The place I just went to get all this beer.
Did you see the pickle beer?
I did not, but then they posted a picture after I had left and said that they had it.
Should go back in there screaming, I wanted that. And then when they're like, okay, and go, I really didn't want it. I
want to buy it and just make the person that's selling it drink it. Like, what do you think? Love it?
Like, I know we talked about it earlier. I had a sip of it. I don't like pickles. So
you know what we should do? The hobos downtown.
Thirsty?
Here's a beer. And then post a reaction.
Mm. That would be entertaining.
I think that would get us a lot of shit.
It would get us a lot of likes.
Torturing the homeless people again.
Oh, you don't want money? You just want alcohol? Here you go. Here's a pickle beer.
That's true. It's beer.
It'll get you drunk.
Does the same thing the other stuff does. And a lot of people love pickles. A lot do. My wife does. I'm like, and you do.
Chris loves pickles.
I do.
When y'all go to that hamburger place?
Yes.
Where they do all the custom pickles?
Oh,
Yep, I know.
Twisted
Root.
Yep.
Yeah, they do all the different pickles that they make. And pickle of the day, pickle this, pickle that.
Pickle me timbers.
Pickle Rick.
Except bread and butter pickles are gross.
Oh, why hasn't anyone done a coconut rum pickle? It's called Pickle Me Timbers.
It's actually really good, Rody. You just lost that idea. That's a good beer. A pickle coconut beer. Pickle coconut rum beer.
Stout.
Hold on. A pickle coconut beer aged in a rum barrel. There you go. Pickle Me Timbers.
Pickle Me Timbers.
There you go. It's a lot of steps to get there, but we got there.
I mean, you could call it Pickle Me Elmo.
That advertises to kids.
We don't and also that. Probably pedophiles.
Elmo! Elmo, love you! God, you could just go off that. Are you picklish?
It's getting dark in here. It's getting dark fast.
Pickle my Rickle?
Pickle my Rickle?
Let's, anyways.
Damn, I can't think of anything.
Let's talk celebrity. I'm just fucking celebrity totally kidding. Oh, totally kidding.
Oh, I got so much stuff to talk about.
Oh, my God. Yeah, no. I hate Yahoo. I'm just throwing that out there. I've said that before, though. It's all about, celebrity shit.
How about Ricky Gervais?
He's my hero.
He's not working anywhere anytime soon.
That roast?
Yeah, he's my hero. I love that man. He destroyed everybody. And he told the truth, too. That's what sucks. But I don't know if he was joking. It's like a, you tell the truth with an over-joking tone so everybody thinks you're joking, right. But you're like, I'm
it's a joke. Don't worry about it. You're a piece of shit. Joking.
And Leonardo DiCaprio's laughing. It's so, yeah, it's funny. It's true, dude. You're a pedophile.
You're totally a pedophile.
That is, I mean, that's what he called him.
Yeah, didn't he like say, like, go into like the Leonardo DiCaprio movie and then as
when, yeah, when ends, the movie's over,
girl's too old?
Yeah, too old for him. Like, damn. Yeah, he had a lot of good jokes. I really like that man. I like people that make fun of everybody. I like it.
That's not allowed anymore.
I like this single hop beer. This was actually really good. Turning Point.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, good. I would actually.
It was very good.
Did you get yourself a 4-pack of this?
I did.
That would be nice to go back to the next day. And now you got a bomber, 400 ounces of beer.
I was hoping that this would come in a 4-pack, but they unfortunately just only sold this draft.
You know, we have a lot of beer fans that listen to this and a lot of things. 32-ounce crowlers. I get it.
That's a lot of beer.
No, I know. And it's not restorable. You can't buy this for yourself. It's like, hey, don't worry, bro. We got beer to go. You get the 64-ounce growler. You could get this 32-ounce.
That's why I like Division and New Main, because they have 60-ounce beer to go.
No offense or nothing, but I can't drink this by myself. Imagine cracking this on a Saturday night, like, oh, I'm just going to drink this.
I guess it's got to be cross-prohibitive to have multiple options. Like, yeah. You either buy one or the other.
That makes sense. I'm glad they have beer to go. I'm not trying to rip on that, folks. I'm just saying, like, if you crack a 32-ounce by yourself and you're like, I'm going to drink this.
Although they do their beer to go, the 4-packs, are 16 ounces, so.
They are? Who does that? Turning Point?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is it like $47 though? Probably.
I don't know. Like the 4-pack was $18.
I'm glad some of these.
This was like $11. That's two beers.
Yeah.
Two full beers.
Everybody knows I'm a penny pincher, but that's who I am. That's what I deal with.
You're not a pencil vester?
Drinking my $18 stout. Ah. It's fine. I can't wait to try this, though. Turning Point does great things, folks. Established 2018. I forget they're only barely a year old. That's crazy. I think I need help. Thanks, Chris.
Far away. Far away.
Holy crap, that's good. So, Pencilvester is an IPA, obviously.
That's a citrusy.
It just says beer here.
It's actually called Pencilvester.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's Rick and Morty, right?
But I was about to say, how could they steal that from Rick and Morty?
Well, they steal have a series. They steal everything from everybody.
They had a Look at Me beer that was Meeseeks.
Don't remind me. I wanted to go so bad. One of these days, I'm going to have to muster up the fact that my kid is loud in the car or sick or whatever and just be like, we're doing
You'll be
this.
Proud of me. Me and Lisa did not have the kid on Friday, and Lisa's like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't care, whatever you want to do. She's like, we could even like go see a new brewery that you want to go see and like go eat. I was like, well, as much as I would love that, I don't think you would love that, so let's just go somewhere you would like to go.
Let's go see Rise of Skywalker. That's how badass backwards myself is right now. When I told Mallory and Sean that I hadn't seen that yet, they just looked at me like something was wrong with me.
Right.
They're like, you're that guy. I was like,
it's coming on Disney Plus in like 2 months.
Yeah. It's like, guys, I can't go anywhere because I've got a 1.5 year old and I like to see him. Sorry about that.
You'll find out.
Yeah, Turning Point, dude. Chris, they have all kinds of they have two locations. Why? There's two locations in
Rick and Morty scalp memorabilia.
Yep.
No, they have all kinds of. They have the Johnny Karate Super Awesome Musical Explosion Show.
Oh, nice.
That's from Parks and Rec. Queen to Bee. Burt Macklin. I really wanted to get that so Kaylin would drink it.
They have a bunch of Die Hard ones right now.
Do they?
Yeah, McClane. Oh. There's something else.
Go away with your cool names that make me want to drink your beer just because the name is cool.
What's their seltzer called?
Can I say Michael does it better? Funky Picnic's got some cool names too. Just saying. They got a new menu too.
A lot of baby eats a boy.
A lot of Bob, we had a baby and it's a boy.
Their Velvet Hammer clone is pretty nice.
They have a s'more stout with a marshmallow toasted on top of it.
Oh, the dressed up.
Jesus Christ.
Michael's beer is best served dressed. Just so you know.
I'm going to go. I don't know. I need to go. Especially now that it's $2 off on Mondays and Tuesdays.
That's true.
It's like, what's wrong with me? I haven't gone to the new bottle shop over here. I know what's wrong with me. Get home. I got to take care of business.
Oh, so I did tell you I'm forced to go to Houston tomorrow night, right?
Yeah. You said you're going to Carbach.
Yes, that's my first stop. Is there any place you would like me to stop at?
You said you were going to pick up every variant of the BBH, Bourbon Barrel Hellfighter.
Yes, I could get that here, but...
Is it just called Hellfighter?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got all the different variations?
Yep, the four-pack.
They're still doing it?
Yep.
Yep, it was funny when you sent me a text message. You were like, did you see all the new variants of the Big Bad BBB?
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, I thought you meant Hellfighter, and I was trying to find the Carbach variants. Took me forever to realize. I was like, oh, wait, he made Big Bad Baptist. So I felt stupid, but.
Not a bunch of sellouts.
No. I haven't. I saw that four pack. I saw that four pack of the Hellfighter. And I still stand by it. It's a cool idea. I like it. Little four pack of variants. I think David came up with that idea a long time ago on our show.
It's a cute class.
It's true.
But I'm down with it. No, what are you going to Houston for, though, for real?
I don't know. I haven't thought about it. Yeah.
Penis surgery?
Last time I went to Ingenious, actually, I think this is a collaboration with Ingenious Brewing in Humble.
Well, this thing is delicious.
So I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go to Eureka.
Telling you, as long as these beers don't add... actual sugar, milk sugar is fine, but well, no, because I've had some pretty milkshakey IPAs that I did not love.
Yeah, what was that one that we got? Fuck, where was that from?
Turning Point, right? The vanilla milkshake.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a little much.
As long as I don't know, I love beer. I don't love sweet beers, which is weird because that's the trend right now. I'm in the wrong place at the wrong time. You,
what's that beer, Rody?
This one?
Yeah, that you just handed me.
Pencil Vester.
That's pretty good.
Whoa! That's a double IPA you're talking about there, Chris.
Love me some IPAs.
I know what to get Chris when he's going to help me put in my windows later.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Here's a four-pack of Sylvester, date 114. Oh, no, it's 2 days old, or 1 day old. Disgusting poured out.
Take it back.
Brewed and canned in Bedford, Texas. Yeah, it is 8.6%, so it has to be a double IPA, right? I don't even...
Yes, it is.
Double or a triple. A tripale! I need to mix my styles and get some tripale. I just can't do it. Stouts and IPAs are the only thing I love.
Oh, it's funny, because I was talking to one of the guys at work who actually likes craft beer, and I was like, yeah, I'm thinking about making a beer run today over at Turning Point. He's like, oh, yeah, and he was talking about like this... like Berliner Weiss they make, he really likes, and like this other thing. I'm like, I'm just going for the IPA.
It's an 8.6, by the way.
I don't want your shit. Yeah, I don't know what's wrong with me.
Oh, god damn it. They actually had fucking... Oh, I wish I would have gotten some of the cans.
The correct label there?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Damn, straight rip right out of Rick and Morty. Good job, folks. The color in those photos looks exactly the same as this.
I want that glass.
I wonder. Oh, yeah, yeah, Yoshi.
It's got a little hop right there.
In the world of toy collecting, they recently released all the Mario Kart toys.
Really?
So they're like a... Shit.
That's a picture you sent the other day? That was really cool.
It's Hot Wheels size Mario Kart toys. That's what I'm leaning for. There we go.
Made by who?
I don't know. I didn't even look. I sent the photo. Didn't look.
Did you have a friend that was really into Hot Wheels?
Jay.
Matchbox?
Jay.
Matchbox?
Never heard of him. Were you into them or just him?
No. Well, I was talking about one of your friends.
Oh, yeah. Scott's brother, Joe.
Yeah. God, him and Jay had a one-sided conversation for like 10 minutes about Matchbox cars.
They did.
I don't know what it just said. Matchbox cars.
It was where Joe pretty much told him his collection was probably worthless.
Right. And it probably is.
Do you have any treasure hunts? No, get out of here.
He does have one of the go-karts, though. Those are decently rare.
And when I was hunting toys for a little while, like seriously, probably did that for like 6 months maybe, tops, I saw those Hot Wheel people come into stores. They are nutto crazy. Push you out of the way and digging through. I'm like, that would be boring digging through all those Hot Wheels.
Man.
Or they will harass the employee who's carrying the case. Get out of there, knock them down.
Are there any of the exclusive ones for the Mario Kart one, Jason?
I don't think so. But I've never seen those. But I guess I haven't really looked for them. But they look cool.
I'm sure with all those amiibos and the rare ones.
Yeah, I wanted to send it to David because he is the Mario Kart ninja.
Sure.
Like, he would probably like these and they'd look good on his bar since he loves Mario Kart so much.
Well, that's a good idea.
Mario 64. Yeah, no, they would look great. New main bar. It's on the thing. Anyways, I need to go back there, which actually I need to talk to him because I've got to our table tennis tournament is mid-February and I need to practice.
Nice.
David has a nice table. It's like, I've got to practice.
That's true.
I need to at least play like one or two serious games before that thing starts. Because last year I finished third place. That shit ain't happening again. Unless
what do you win if you get first place?
Like $30, $40 gift card.
To your choice?
Sometimes. And sometimes it's restaurants. So
BJ's. All the pizookies you can eat.
That's a lot, man.
What's a pizookie?
Oh, my God. Chris, really?
I have no clue what that is.
This is a, what are they called?
The skillet?
Yeah. The cast iron skillet. It's a cast iron skillet where they bake the cookie in there. Then they pull it out when it's still burning hot, and they put ice cream on it and then different flavors and stuff. It will, it destroys your life.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's pretty legit.
Pizookie. It will destroy your life. Because you'll be like, oh, I'm so full, I don't really want to eat that. And then you eat the entire thing by yourself.
That looks delicious.
Oh, God. There's a s'mores one that will make you cry. There's a peanut butter one that will make you cry. Chocolate chip and vanilla will make you cry. They're so good. Deadly. Silent but deadly. Well, actually, pizookie is not very silent. That's kind of a crazy-ass word.
It sounds sexual.
But yeah, no, they are delicious. But yeah, no, you'll get a $30, $40 gift card.
Is it singles?
No, it's doubles. What sucks is it's random. Well, I guess that doesn't suck because then the two best people in the office would just destroy everybody.
Right.
What was the point of this? But yeah, we'll draw teams. So hopefully, I don't want to think about it. I don't want to talk about it or think about it. Don't get stuck with somebody that sucks. No, I've got to carry it. It's where you push your partner out of the way. Bam, but you can't do that because you have to rotate who hits it, which makes no sense. Stupid table tennis.
Stupid rules.
Doubles. Anyways.
Just bring in a ringer and be like, I'm bringing in King Griffey Jr.
No, I'd get Forrest Gump, dude.
It's Daryl Strawberry. Come on.
Forrest Gump. I know exactly.
I play right field, too.
That's exactly who I would go for.
Well, I don't know you, but I'm better than you.
Yeah, are you better than me?
I'll tell you. One of the craziest things about table tennis is your step count. Play like three games, 3,000-4,000 steps. It's nuts.
Maybe for you.
Oh, you just stand there? No, you have to move, especially when you're playing doubles. Nothing sucks worse. Because, you know, they don't hit it towards you. They hit it towards over there. So you have to jump across your partner and bam. Oh, I love I'm so excited right now.
Is the official name for that table tennis or is it ping pong?
It's table tennis. Table tennis, sir. God, you're talking to an expert. I'm really not that good, everybody. I'm really not that good. But
do I look like Forrest Gump to you?
I'd say on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm probably like a 5.5, but...
Wasn't there that that Christopher Walken ping pong movie? What was that?
Oh, Big Balls
of Fury. Yeah,
Balls of Fury.
It was terrible. It has that big fat guy that looks like Olaf.
Yeah,
there was a lot of famous people in that too. Cameos.
Yep.
When you're walking,
Terry Crews was in it.
It was.
I'm just trying to relive that movie in my head right now. It was pretty bad.
When you're also walking up to your table tennis tournament, Jason, is Boom by POD playing?
It is now. Oh, I'm going to do that.
Yeah, POD. Do that one tomorrow.
I wonder if no one will, that's Christian. If anybody gets mad, I'll be like, these guys love Jesus and so do I.
Until they get to reggae.
What is the word? Them so ridiculous. That's what it is. Them testy crew, but they can't get with this. Them all the same talking the nonsense. That's what it is. Them so ridiculous. That's a Sonny from POD. See, I know all those singers' names I was talking about there earlier because back then it mattered. I don't know why. I knew all the band's names. Got to know them. Scooter Ward from Cold. I even knew the Crazy Town guy. I don't know his name anymore, but I did. And then I would write on my book covers, you know, because I'd turn them inside out so it was white. So I could write whatever I wanted.
Yeah.
Screw your advertisements.
Who's the lead singer for Skindred?
You know the worst thing in the world? I saw Skindred in my first concert I've ever been to.
Really?
Yep. So mad. Well, I wasn't mad.
Better than Edema?
So the first concert I ever went to, I had to go to Kroger to stand in line to get tickets. I got there when they first opened, stood in line for like 4 hours, got my floor tickets for Limp Bizkit. It was Limp Bizkit. So it was the Anger Management Tour. I don't know if you remember. There were two legs of this tour.
Wait, Adam Sandler was there?
No, but I don't remember. I don't remember if I knew or not, but there were two legs. One of them was Eminem, Papa Roach, Limp Bizkit. I was ecstatic out of this world. The tickets that I got were Limp Bizkit, Godsmack, and DMX, and Skindred. God bless, man.
Was it just like a raffle type thing? Which ones you got? Or
no, the city.
Yeah, the city.
Because X couldn't give it to you.
So I can't remember, because I know I'd go on MTV.com to look at concert dates, but I can't remember if it said...
Did it split like that?
I think it just said, you know, Limp Bizkit, Reunion Arena, Dallas, 1999. This was 99. It was 16. I got Jason Hole, which I know you know him. He drove us. I gave him the ticket. He paid me for it, actually, but got four tickets. Tyler Duncan was supposed to go with me, and he stood me up like a bitch.
Yep, that'll happen.
Ended up being me, Jason Hole, Chris Harris, and Brandon Piano. But anyways, it was so funny because Skindred opened, and that was weird. They were putting on trying to put on a show, and they were kind of wearing costumes and stuff. Terrible. And then DMX. And it got real, real fast.
Yeah.
All these black people were pushing up front. I was a little nervous. Got real crazy. And people were looking at me like, this is our music. And I'm fine with that. Made sense. But it was weird because it just got, it was like, whoa. And, you know, he's like, DMX. It was pretty cool. I guess I can live saying I saw DMX, which is pretty cool. And I liked his music.
Not many people can say that.
I love Stop, Drop, Shut Them Down, Open Up, Shop. But it was weird because just... You were there for Limp Bizkit. And then Godsmack played, and that's when I started hating that dude because I liked Godsmack, but then I saw that he was like 4'2".
Yeah.
And he's like, keep away from me. I was like, I kind of want to fight you.
Now I know why your lyrics are angry, because you're angry at the world because you're short as fuck.
I was like, I'm 17. I want to fight you right now. He was kind of an ass. And then, of course, Limp Bizkit was the greatest thing I'd ever seen in my entire life because it was a giant robot. It was huge. It was like a megazoid. And there was this little hole in the middle where they would come walking out. And this big explosion happens, and it goes, ladies and gentlemen. Introducing the chocolate starfish, and boom, big ass explosions. And the hot dog flavored water, more explosions. I was like, what's happening? Come on. And Fred Durst walked out, and they had this catwalk. And I was about probably 30 feet from the stage. Not far. No, 30 feet's way too far. I was closer than that. Because when he threw his hat at, when he threw his hat out, I had my hand on it. So that's a, that was a shitty deal. But
you didn't get his hat?
No. There were so many people fighting over that thing. It was crazy. But no, it was the hot tough flavored water. So many explosions. But it was amazing. It was a reunion arena. That place doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, I know.
But in the middle of Limp Bizkit's set, the floor got ripped out. Underneath the floor was the ice that the Stars played on.
Jesus.
I remember slipping on that. And then they like, I don't know how they did it, man. They replaced the floor in the middle of this concert. They had some big old dudes, though. Jesus. These dudes were off the clock wrestlers.
Like, as they were playing, they were ripping off the stage?
Yeah, no.
The floors?
Yeah, the stupid crowd, man. People are weird in crowd mentalities. So dangerous.
I can do what I want.
So stupid.
Dude, like, even just, like, small concerts. Like, we went to the Elmanati stuff, and, like, chicks would start, like, crowd surfing. Like, guys would just take liberties. Like, what the fuck That's are y'all crazy. Doing?
Yeah. No respect. It's weird you brought that up. I saw today on David's page. What is his name? David's Music.
Mm-hmm.
Some dude from another country. Element 80 was my life. And then he wrote, I'm so glad I found this music. I love this.
I was like, when's the next album coming out?
It's like, you haven't listened to any of this because it's nothing like Element 80. And there's a lot of people that are listening to us. They're like, what the fuck is Element 80?
Google it.
Just Google Broken Promises, Element 80. And
you're welcome.
You're fine. You're fine after that.
And The Bear.
The Bear. Well, The Bear's amazing, dude. My favorite Element 80 song is officially Gun Truck. So,
I mean, because for that being a wholly self-produced album, that was pretty impressive.
When we were in that, we watched that concert, and then the lights were like, and they turned off. The lights turned off. It was completely dark, and then it came back on. Racist!
Wasn't that New Year's?
Mm-hmm. It's getting harder for me to control this. Anyway, sorry. But I won't let go.
When's that guy coming on the show, by the way?
If you've got the... I can reach out to Scott, too. I think that's official now. Scott from She Killed Poetry. His new band, they did a Tool cover. Scott from She Killed Poetry, Death Angel. Like, I think he's down now. He wrote me a thing about his Tool cover. Let's play a little bit of that, Chris. Give me a minute.
Is it on YouTube?
No, it's going to be on the Facebook. It's called Ocean Signals YouTube. Yeah, look up Ocean Signals. This is a new band. They did a Tool cover. It's all right. I don't like covers as much. 46
and 2.
There it is. Bam. Yeah, just go to the middle somewhere. He's the vocalist on this.
It's not bad.
Yeah. No, he's good. I like his solo song that he did.
It's not bad.
I like his solo.
Bum, bum, bum.
His solo song that he did still gives me chills, but yeah, no, we could probably make that happen if we want to go the music route. I'll let you reach out to David and see how that goes. I think he'd do it in a heartbeat because that dude wrote him that weird Element 80 was my life, and he replied back to it. Because I would have, like, deleted that immediately and moved on with my day. Like,
oh, shit. It was like, what's wrong with this guy? Yeah.
But he wrote back, thanks, brother. Whatever. So, I don't think anybody remembers him in Element 80.
Probably not.
Because they quit when they shut him down.
They
were never give up.
They were on a fucking video game.
Need for Speed. talk about top to bottom real quick.
Not an indie video game either.
Top to bottom. Going top to bottom real quick. Ooh, I need to make that song. That'd be a good song. Yeah, I saw Element 80 four times, I think. Three or four.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be honest, I've never even heard of Element 80 until y'all started talking about it.
I'd see them again tomorrow.
If they
popped up tomorrow, we're doing a show, I'd cancel my family's birthday party tomorrow.
Unless they said they made a new album, then I'd be like, yeah, I don't know.
I'm going to buy that shit. I'm going to buy that tomorrow. God. There's not many bands that I would do that with. Like, I would go see. I'm going to see Killswitch. We're going to see how that goes. Yeah, I might be dead on that Saturday.
Chris get a sticker yet?
Neither one of y'all or Scott.
God damn it, Chris.
Yeah, throw it on me, Rody.
Well, yep. No, Riley said he wanted to go, and so did...
Riley did?
Yeah, Riley and...
Michael?
Yes.
Really?
Michael's brother. Michael's brother apparently loves metal.
Matt?
So me and him bonded a little bit in a weird way because I was really hammered. Was
he like, does love electricity.
He's like, I just love metal. It makes me want to cry.
Which he has a Blink-182 tramp stamp, by the way.
He does? Yeah, I need to remind them, though. They both were like, you're going to see Killswitch? No, Michael did too, Bird. He's like, yeah. Probably doesn't know who it is, but it's a concert. It's fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
It's going to be a blast.
He has plenty of time.
Are we going to make it to that stout?
That's up to you. How much of that you want to drink?
I think we should save it.
Sure.
Don't you think so or no?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Yep. We're going to save that. We need to get into our entertainment talk. Have you guys watched anything cool or, you know?
I started Sneaky Pete on Amazon.
Oh, that's with that one guy.
Yeah, from Gone 60 Seconds.
Oh, I thought it was Pete and Pete.
The fuck up guy. He's still a fuck up, by the way.
I'm trying to remember what else he's in.
It's pretty good, though.
Is that the dude that's in Friends?
Yes.
Thank you.
The one that wants Phoebe to have his kid? It's a weird
Gianna
name.
Giangelo Vadani. What's his name?
Blah, 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 blah.
I feel like he's a pretty good actor.
Giovanni or BC?
Yeah, I was close. Yeah, no, he's good. I like him in everything.
I've watched the first three episodes. It's pretty good so far.
Isn't he trying to, like, swindle some family out of their money or something like that?
The opening episode is him in jail with another guy, and this guy won't shut the fuck up. And basically he's telling him his whole life story, and he's about to get out, so he's like, he needs a con because the reason why he's in is kind of vague, but someone's looking for him to get out so they can kill him. So he's trying to find a different identity, so he's like, keep talking. And he kind of steals this guy's identity and goes out to his grandparents' house and takes over his life because his family hadn't seen him in like 20 years. And I guess they didn't know that he was in prison.
I didn't know what he looked like.
Well, it's been 20 years, so they hadn't seen him since he was a kid.
Bryan Cranston's in it?
Bryan Cranston is like the supervillain.
Oh, nice.
And so is the guy from, what's that? What's that show? Not King of Queens. What's the show with Mike and Molly? The friend off of Mike and Molly. The black guy?
Yes.
That guy.
I'm just like, yes.
No, actually, it is the guy off of Kings of Queens. It's the black guy off of Kings of Queens. He's like the bodyguard.
Oh, nice.
Can't remember his name. But he's in it, too. But it's pretty good so far. It's worth a look.
No, I like him as an actor, but it's weird because I'm going through his IMDb, and I'm like, man, I don't remember any of these, but I know I like him. I love him from Friends. But there was something before Friends that I was just like, he was in My Name Is Earl for 6 episodes.
Gone in 60 Seconds?
Yeah. He's okay. I mean, I don't love that movie as much as a lot of people do because Nicolas Cage...
Angelina Jolie with dreadlocks.
Yeah, the weird Angelina Jolie.
He was Edward, and he was the bad guy. No, he wasn't. A Million Ways to Die in the West. The bad guy was Neil Patrick Harris.
Saving Private Ryan. That's what it was. That's where I've known him from. Yeah.
You didn't know him from Avatar?
No.
Fuck Avatar.
I try to forget that.
Boiler Room is a good movie.
He's great in that. Yeah. He's one of the friends in that one, I think. Can't remember who the main guy is in that one. Boiler Room has the greatest monologue from Ben Affleck ever. If you will Google Boiler Room Ben Affleck monologue, if you watch that and you don't think it's great, and you can call me out on it, I will buy you a beer. That monologue with him, we're going to watch that after this because we can't play that on.
But no, Stinky Pete, check it out.
I will.
It's been around. It's got 3 seasons out. So.
Oh, there it is. Found it. He was in 2 episodes of Walker, Texas Ranger in 1994.
Perfect.
That's why I fell in love with him.
Done. As a kid.
Which the reboot of that's been ordered to series from fucking WB.
Cool. Is it going to be the guy from Black Panther?
I don't know. Go away with your... WB is the worst. WB, WCN, whatever the hell it is.
CW.
Whatever you're calling yourself.
C-Dub.
Yeah, they ordered that reboot, Walker, Texas Ranger, and another one, too. And I was like, ugh.
With Walker in it?
No, it's another reboot of another show.
Sister, Sister?
Or him using a Walker.
Probably. No, I'm sure Chuck Norris will appear in an episode. And he'll make that noise.
The Hughley Show?
When the eyes of a ranger.
Walker told me I have AIDS.
I'm tired of these. Like I get the reboot thing. I would rather not reboot. I'd rather have extensions. Like, I'd rather have a show where Chuck Norris is like, here, deputy, and he passes his badge down to someone else, and then they become that character.
Right.
Don't even have to be Walker.
And that character is Zac Efron.
Don't have to do that. Like, at least the Saved by the Bell thing that's happening this summer.
It's Baywatch, Texas.
This is real. They're passing it down. It's going to be Slater and Jesse's kids, but Zach is the governor.
Oh, it's going to be so bad.
That's real, though.
None of them can act, really.
Mark Paul Glacier is a fine actor.
Who is Mark Paul Glacier?
That's Zach.
That is the worst actor ever.
Who is Mark
Paul? He was good in Weeds. He was good in Weeds.
I don't know. I didn't watch Weeds.
He had 45 seconds.
Did he die? Was he dead?
No, it was a sex scene. I'm not even joking. So she's running away from the cops and she goes out to this like campground place and he's the bartender. He's in it for a 22-minute episode. He's probably 10 minutes and he bangs her over the bar.
Yeah.
And it felt like she was like, I used to think he was so hot. Let's write him into this scene.
Right. So weird.
Oh, man. Mark Pogler. And he was good in that lawyer thing that he was in with the dude from Road Trip. Remember they're both lawyers.
Something in Bash or something like that.
Yeah, Franklin and Bash. Why do I know this? I'm worthless trivia, dude. Superman, Lois and Lane. That's the other thing. They greenlit that reboot. You remember that where he would just fly? Like the whole series was him talking to her while she was on a balcony.
Right.
He would just fly over there and be like, hey, Lois. And they would talk.
Is Dean Cain still Superman?
I hope so. That's the only way that'll be saved. Now I'm going to dream over this. I'm angry, if you guys can't tell.
So we are opening up the next one.
Screw you, CB. No, I'm just... Well, that... No wonder why they made the cans outside.
Is that what you're talking about, Jason?
Yep. That's the sex scene.
God,
so... And so for y'all that are weirded out by that, you know, of course I was watching Weeds, and I was like, it's Zach from... Oh. He's banging her.
Oh, this got weird real quick.
Yep, so... No, I love Zach from Saved by the Bell. But that Saved by the Bell shit's so stupid. But it's better. I think it's better than just new teens at Bayside. Like, hey, just pretend like Saved by the Bell never happened.
And now you have a new principal.
It's just like, oh, it's so
Michelle
weird.
Obama.
So weird.
Who's the original principal?
The Mr. Belding, but I don't know who the actor was.
Dick Belding.
That's true. Yeah, I'm actually sad that Chris asked that now.
That's why I asked that.
The Dick Beltings are going to be so mad at you. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's happening. The Bad Boys 3 has a good, decent rating from Rotten Tomatoes right now. And then I sent that. That movie came out in 96, Chris. How old were you in 96, Chris?
Shit, I was, what, 10?
I wasn't technically allowed to watch that movie when it came out.
I know. Bad Boys 3 is hitting theaters right now, and Martin Lawrence looks like a 65-year-old man.
God, I was in eighth grade?
Yeah. I don't understand. And I read a couple of the bad reviews just to see what they said, and they were like, cash grab. I was like,
how old are you, 15? Motherfucker, you look 30.
God, Martin Lawrence looks like he has diabetes.
So we live in weird times, man. All this stuff coming back. Like I said, the Bill and Ted thing's coming back. So weird. So weird. But Dr. Doolittle's going to flop, so don't you guys worry about it.
That looks freaking awful.
But I got to hear right now is, oh, how old is he, Chris, while you're on there? that six, title.
54.
That first thing, what happened to Martin Lawrence? He made Bad Boys 3.
Oh, my God. What the?
I need to know, Chris.
Did you get stung by a bee?
Tell us about this Cats thing that you got to watch on Netflix.
It's called Don't Fuck with Cats.
Oh, I have seen that. What is that actually about?
It's kind of hard to describe without spoiling it a little bit, but basically there was this guy that made an internet video and put it on one of the crazy fucked up sites where there's two kittens on a bed, and he took one of those vacuum seal bags, put the kittens inside the bag, and then vacuum sealed them, killed them, really, and then posted that, and then there's this Facebook group that got a hold of it and was super pissed off and basically trying to track him down and find him while he's then posting more cat-killing videos. Yep. And then he kills someone on video.
Yep.
Going to try to track him down and find him.
That seems like something I don't want to watch.
He's Canada, right?
Yeah, he's in Canada.
Yep, I know this. I listened to the
it's super dark.
Sword and Scale.
Yeah, it's super dark, but it's very interesting.
Oh, so this is more like a documentary?
He's a scary guy.
Yep. Yeah, it's
he's in Canada in jail, and he's going to get out because Canada lets people out. Which, by the way, America let a guy out of jail, and then he killed again. Weird, huh?
Right.
Weird. Murderer killed again. That's weird.
But if you do drugs, you're fucked.
I just wish if they had full-on 100,000% proof evidence, like a video of you killing somebody, they'd just end it right there.
Right.
Game over.
That'd be nice.
Game over. No, we got to go through a $1 million trial.
Yeah, it's sort of like a little mini series. It's three 1 hour episodes. It's pretty good.
I think I'll skip that one.
You said it blurs out the bad stuff.
Oh yeah, it doesn't show anything.
Yep, that was one of those times where I actually listened to that podcast and didn't Google anything. I Googled the dude because I wanted to see what he looked like, but
which he looks like a huge dude.
Sword and Scale. Yeah, because he killed that dude on video and then he posted the video because he's a moron. He wanted the attention, and he's got something wrong with him or something. I don't know. He changed his name to it's like a porn star name type thing, right? It's weird.
Changed something like that, but it was all based on what was that movie?
Yep. I don't know. It's been a long time.
Yeah,
I'm glad it's out of my head.
But
yeah, you don't mess with that. Yeah. It's terrible, Rhodey. It's terrible.
It's just kind of creepy that how...
I'd rather watch Nailed It.
Next, Netflix is moving into the crime stuff. Which is so...
Have you not watched Nailed It, Chris?
Is that a porno?
No, it is not. It is a baking show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that.
It's like watching The Circle, dude.
The main host is funny, but sometimes you just want her to shut up. But... they basically take all these... these terrible bakers and then have them try and recreate this masterpiece. And it's in a limited time frame, so it usually ends up great.
You watch that?
Sometimes.
Feel bad for you.
That's from the series, right, Brody?
Stage Fright?
That looks like Hellraiser.
Hmm.
Nailed it. I would never watch that. It's a reality TV show.
Mm-hmm.
No. The Circle, Netflix.
Paul Shearer's on it.
Netflix is shoving The Circle down everybody's face.
I will not watch that.
No. People in hotel rooms acting like they're someone else. Good idea. They're faking their personalities on
The Circle.
Shut up.
I get $100,000 if I win this.
Shut up.
I'll be as fake as I need to.
Shut up.
That's people already fake. What are you doing? This is not. Anyways.
Have y'all seen anything about that new Dracula?
If you go on Facebook, you can find Bray's...
Bray and Swansea? No, it was Bray and Jesse. Jesse said the first two episodes were great. They're not episodes. Why are we calling this? I was mad. It's like the Dracula trilogy. They're an hour and a half apiece. It's three episodes.
Well, Bray also said he watched the first 5 minutes of The Witcher and said it was crap. So
yeah, well,
it was crap. It was good. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I've only, like I said, I've only done the first episode. We keep, I don't, I'm watching The Office again. I just never want to stop. Is that, I never want to stop. Is that weird? I don't know what's wrong.
Watch Sneaky Pete.
Everybody has their shows that they always fall back on.
I get worried about shows getting canceled. Like, I'm afraid I'm going to watch The Witcher and then I'm going to.
Three years already.
Canceled. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I'm down with that. Plus, and I was telling Caitlin, this makes sense when you binge watch something that just came out. So you watch it all, then you wait. I think I've talked about 364 more days.
Mm-hmm.
Then you forget it all.
Yep.
So it's hard to do it right. Like, I actually held on to The Mandalorian a little bit mentally. I'm like, oh, because I had to wait. I had to wait for it. That was a great show.
I still haven't seen the very last episode of that.
Why not?
Oh, just you wait.
It is. I loved it, but they wrap everything up like in 33 seconds.
Right.
And they verbally wrap it up too. Hey, you're going to go. You're going to do that. Yeah, I'm going to do this. You're going to do that. Okay, cool. Let's go. Break.
And cliffhanger.
Break.
What's going to happen to Baby Yoda? No one dead. Knows.
Dead.
Dead.
Someone has Baby Yoda slippers right now. Bad guy. Yoda's coming out to Build-A-Bear. Baby Yoda, you excited about that?
I kind of am. They're, I kind of want to get that.
People are already like...
Not even for Finley. I just want that.
People are in line right now. Are we going to drink this, or are we going to go to bed?
Totally up to you.
You're going
to
open
what
it?
What you want to do?
I'll let you open it.
Okay, well, let's fucking do it. Let's fucking do it. It's a rare release.
Let's
do it tonight.
What's the rare release?
Chris, you don't get any.
Peanut butter stout. Oh, it's the second Big Bad Baptist that I bought. I'm glad I didn't have to open it because this is the world. I don't think this was meant to be a beer opener. I did it last week, though. So when Rody cuts his finger off, I'm not going to feel as bad.
Can't wait.
Yeah, you can do your job with four fingers. Ninja Turtle hand, you can do it, right? Can you do Ninja Turtle your job?
Is there really not another one?
I did it.
Chris, don't you have a... bottle opener?
Do you have a
lighter? I used to.
Okay.
I mean, I have a dragon dagger.
I mean, that's pretty much the same thing.
Okay, Chris. Let me talk to you about the shocker for a second.
Shocker.
And I'm not talking about the two and the...
Dan Cook?
No. Is his thing called the shocker, too? The little middle finger thing that he does? I can't even... Is it like this? Where you hold... No, yep. It's like that. No.
No, one of the fingers is down.
Fuck. I don't... Anyways...
Chris, look up Dane Cook, the shocker.
Anyways, what I was going to tell you was, here's why I got so upset about the shocker, folks. I'm going to let you know. In the first Spider-Man movie, which was called Homecoming, this was the first MCU Spider-Man movie. We didn't even talk about the Morbius trailer. Holy shite. We're running low. We're running late, and we got this new beer. We got this rare release. Okay. Anyways, the shocker, Homecoming,
The Shocker Homecoming.
Yeah. It starts out with one dude and then it becomes another dude in that movie, which is fine. That's fine. I don't care about that. The problem was the original dude that starts out as the Shocker in Homecoming was Ryan's brother from the OC. And I love the OC. And I was like, holy shit, I know this dude. And then he gets murdered and replaced by the Dave Chappelle looking dude.
Yeah.
That looks just like Dave Chappelle.
Right.
I dare you to go. Looks just like him. Anyways, that was why I was mad, though, because I was like, oh, Ryan's brother from the OC. Yeah. And then he got replaced. I was like, oh, man. But it doesn't matter because Ryan's brother from the OC is now canon in the MCU. So take that. Just like Morbius, who's now canon in the MCU. Didn't even ask for it. Yep.
Oh, nice.
That's the Dave Chappelle. Dude, looks like Dave Chappelle, does he not?
Look like Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, it's not him, but looks like him. And he's been in a couple of things where I've watched it and been like, oh, Dave Chappelle. Oh, it's not Dave Chappelle. No joke. There was
literally because it's not Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, we'd have to Google it, but I saw him in some movie. I was like, oh, Dave Chappelle's in this. And I was so arrogant. You know, I was like, Dave Chappelle. And they were like, no, it's not. Sure shit. Nope.
No, not at all.
Dave Chappelle. He even kind of sounds like him a little bit. So anyways, That's why I was irritated with the Shocker. I wanted it to be the other guy, but he died a horrible death, killed by the Vulture.
It was a quick death, though.
Yeah. But yeah. So Morbius. The Vulture is in Morbius.
He is.
Spider-Man is in the Morbius trailer.
It's graffiti.
It's a screenshot from PlayStation as well. It really is. The picture is a screenshot from the PlayStation game. It says murderer on top of it. Because Spider-Man killed, spoiler alert, a year. It's over a year, right?
Mephisto.
Mysterio.
Yep.
Damn.
That's the devil, sorry.
Yeah.
Mephisto.
Just thinking about it. Like, it was hard to wrap my head around that. I was like, okay. So Jared Leto's in the MCU. Okay.
Twice.
Okay. He's in it. When was he in the first time?
I don't remember.
Joker.
Oh, that was DC. Jake Gyllenhaal, wasn't it?
Yes.
They're the same person. Whatever. Fuck it.
Dude, we are moving towards Michael Keaton and Jake Gyllenhaal and a couple other villains teaming up against Spider-Man. That's going to... Holy...
They're bringing Sandman back?
God damn it. Rhodey's fired. Thomas Hayden Church. My daughter. I love her. I will kill for her. I'm going to rob a bank so I can... Oh, shut up, Sandman. All of Sam Raimi's villains had a soft spot. It was so annoying.
Right.
That's why I like Baron. Well, no, they gave Baron Zemo a soft spot too.
His family died.
Give me a villain, Marvel, that's just a villain. Ultron was kind of cool, but I can't. Every time I see Ultron, all I can think about is Robert California.
Also, Cry Me a River. They stopped some person from killing millions and your family happened to die. Go fuck yourself.
I don't know how.
I'm going to be a villain now.
Yeah. I was about to say, that's pretty cool. I'm about to cast
you. You're a cast. Yeah. I don't want to.
You can be the exploder.
Yeah, I don't. I'm going through the villains as fast as I can, but every single one of them, except Vulture's story isn't quite so poor me. He did get fired from his job.
Yeah, but it was more opportunistic.
It wasn't like, I need this job to pay for cancer treatments for my daughter.
It's for us to keep our way of life, which is really rich.
Yeah. So I'm not against it. That wasn't totally crazy. But like, well, the dude from Iron Man 2, Whiplash, Mickey Rourke. He was just like, I'm Russian. You fucked with me. I'm going to kill you.
You stole my dad's.
Yeah. Who was Iron Man 3's bad guy?
The Mandalorian.
Guy Ritchie. Not the Mandalorian. Guy Ritchie.
The old fucking Guy Ritchie.
Yeah. His story wasn't so my woe is me. Ultron. Who was the Thanos? Thanos even had a woe is me. My planet would destroy. Now I'm bad.
Everyone must die, but only half.
I'm going to save you by killing you. Yeah.
It's the only way.
He did have a woe is me story. So, I just want a bad guy. I just want somebody to be like, I'm bad. Why? Bad. Baron Zemo had a woe. Yeah, I said. They all had woe is me stories.
Venom.
What was Venom's woe is me story? The bad guy was the dude from The Last Night. I know that. He's a pretty good actor.
What was The Last Night?
It was a short miniseries on HBO about a murder. It's pretty cool. It's like 9 episodes. It's pretty much how if you go to jail, you will become a gang member and get lots of tattoos.
Right. It was kind of a spinoff of the Saeed story.
Right. Yeah, it really was.
From Lost?
It really was. No, the real Saeed story.
Oh.
Anad Saeed?
Yep. Serial season 1?
Yeah.
Anad?
A nod, yeah.
A nod to you? Anyways.
Sayed?
No. I'm going through the villains as fast as I can. Winter Soldier. He didn't have a woe is me story. He was just programmed as a robot, kind of.
Right.
So he wasn't a woe is me.
Don't hate me. I was programmed this way.
And the other people that just followed Hydra blindly, I mean, they're just, that's what we do. It's on the Hydra Network, this podcast.
A Hydra Network.
Ooh, we should start. If that's not started, it just got started. We should have done it first.
Wasn't Hell Hydra sour?
That's a good idea. Oh, dude, what if you, you know, a secret beer where you had to whisper Hell Hydra to get it and it was a sour?
Nice. Oh, a seaweed sour.
Gah! I want to do a speakeasy bar so bad. I just don't think it would be fun because you would tell somebody the password and they'd post it on social media. Game over.
Right.
This wouldn't be that fun. I really want to do it, though. Just want to open a bar and be like, hey, get the password this week. And then I make zero in sales because nobody got the password.
Right. Super secret.
It's like, oh, going out of business. Why? Nobody could guess the password. It was a Stanley crossword puzzle. Stanley from The Office. Yeah, Marvel villains suck. And Morbius, we don't know if he's good or bad yet because the Vulture pops out and he's like, you tired of that hero stuff? Hey, hey, hey.
What's up, Doc?
So, yeah. And I'm excited, though. Got Michael Keaton and Jared Leto. And like I said, the Scorpion was introduced in Homecoming. So was the Shocker. So I got four villains already. Rip roaring, ready to go.
Probably going to throw Carnage in there somewhere.
Sinister Six did not involve Carnage.
That would probably be the end credit scene.
If I was going to guess, and I'm probably 100% correct because I know Spider-Man quite well, Chris.
Well, you do.
So what's going to happen, they're going to get a couple other villains, and then they're going to destroy Spider-Man. They're going to beat he's dead. And then Venom, Tom Hardy, and Tom Holland is Spider-Man, and probably Morbius. I don't know if they're going bad or good with Morbius. Because he technically is a good guy. That's what he's an anti-hero. So I think the three of them are going to team up and defeat the Sinister Six. That's how it's going to go down. Nice. The first half of the movie, though, you're going to watch Tom Holland just get murked. And then Venom's going to show up like, bro, I'm a hero too.
I'm 5'2", but I'm going to beat everyone up.
And they're all going to save everything. And I think we got the Shocker, Vulture, we'll get Scorpion.
Sandman?
We'll get, yeah, maybe. What's wrong with the Sandman stuff here, dude? Nope. All right, I'm going to drink this beer so we can talk about it when we get out of here.
So much CG.
That would be a really cool. If they did that, that would be really badass.
Jesus Christ, this beer is amazing.
It's like The Mummy all over again.
We're drinking Epic Brewing's Vanilla Brandy Barrel Aged Stout, and it tastes like vanilla barrel aged stout.
Chris, you get none of this. Enjoy.
Delicious.
Well, a lot of pops got it, so yeah.
Give me your small ass cup.
It is everywhere. This beer is everywhere.
give me your chalice.
This beer destroyed my Brian O'Connor pop and my ghost face.
Worth it. Totally worth it.
Ghost face killer.
That Brian O'Connor pop. So that's not even worth that much money, but I plastic wrapped it.
Well, I mean, they do have a cartoon now.
Did you watch that on Netflix?
No, I haven't watched that. It looked terrible.
It's made by DreamWorks, though.
Because as soon as they said it was a Toretto, the son of Toretto, I was like, I'm out.
This it's is canon, dumb. Though. It's canon to the universe, dude.
It better not fucking
be. And the next movie.
If it's canon, I am not watching the next movie.
Sorry, I am completely lost. What is this?
It's a cartoon on Netflix. It's a Fast and the Furious cartoon. It's about racing. Yeah. It's Toretto.
Yeah, it's...
How much money is Vin Diesel just naked rolling around in?
Baby Toretto. Is he voicing that character?
I don't know, but he... Oh, so when he came back for the fourth one, when he came back, he bought into the whole thing, the franchise, the producing, everything. Got into it. That's why they keep making them, because he's like, if you don't...
I've got nothing else going on.
If you don't quit making these, I'm going to buy racers.
Yep. It looks terrible.
They're currently shooting Fast 9, and they're talking about bringing Paul Walker back from the dead.
Yeah. Holographic Paul Walker.
Well, it's Brian's my... If you notice, that's the only pop that I bought from that series. I mean, Brian's my favorite, so it's weird.
You aren't going to like your birthday present.
Diesel. Put it up there, Toretto. That's
Michelle Rodriguez. Duh.
I turned down the Toretto one like 5 or 6 times.
Is he eating the sandwich?
I would have bought 3 of those if he was. If you opened that and it said, no one likes the tuna here, asshole, I would have just geek out.
Where is that pop?
Nothing's better, dude. That's such. I can quote that whole first movie though.
The car parked outside of the sandwich shop with Brian at the bar stool.
Look who it is, the kid. No one likes the tuna here, because he goes, oh, I like the tuna. No one likes the tuna here, asshole. And he punches him in the face. And then they fight. And then when Vin Diesel breaks the fight up, he goes, he was in my face. And Vin Diesel goes, I'm in your face. It's so stupid. Oh, it's so dumb. Anyways.
Well, I know what Chris is watching tonight.
Yep. Just Like You from Limp Bizkit plays in that too.
It's got a 5.7 on IMDb. That means it's really good.
Out of 10.
Spy Racers.
Oh, anyways. I thought it was out of 5.
No.
Anyways,
how could it be a 5.7 out of 5?
Because it was that fucking awesome.
We need to put an end to this soon, folks. Chris, did you watch the new trailer for the Doom game?
No, I didn't, actually.
You're a terrible gamer. Jesus Christ.
Doom Annihilation is available for free, by the way.
The movie?
Yeah.
I bet it is. Probably someone comes to your house and makes you watch it.
They force you at gunpoint to keep watching.
I saw that on Netflix and I was like, I know it's going to be terrible,
it's
but
on Netflix?
I kind of want to watch it, yeah.
Did you watch it?
No.
I watched half of it.
Chris, after you watch Tin Cup, watch.
Chris, did you watch Tin Cup?
No.
Get fucking dickhole.
What is going on here? What was the other movie we asked you to watch?
What was it?
Can you please put an effort in to watch Tin Cup before next week?
We will totally do a whole podcast about Tin Cup.
I will. We will watch it, dude. That's one of my favorite movies. You're going to love that movie, Chris. So you'll know what pulling a tin cup is. It's not sexual.
Most it of sounds time. Sexual.
Are you going through your week's plans? Do you have time to watch Tin Cup?
I just need to where to find it.
Blockbuster.
Yeah, Blockbuster. Ask Rally.
Dude, yeah, he kind of does have every movie on
Blockbuster. You know how hard it is getting a hold of him?
Only if you're not gay. Bam! Got him. Slut.
Sheesh. Oh, man. Nope. Yep, you gotta get it. Okay. What was the other movie besides Tin Cup we told me to watch?
I don't remember.
Oh,
Basic
Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, no, it was Basketball.
No, it was Interview with the Vampire.
I've seen Basketball.
Yeah, it's Interview with the Vampire. Brad Pitt. Yep, he's never seen that because we wanted to watch Queen of the Damned.
Yeah, that's true. Come on, Chris. Fucking homework.
Oh, Tin Cup. God damn it, I love Tin Cup so much. You don't understand, Chris. You're going to love this movie. It's about an underdog, sort of. It's about a lazy asshole. That's what it's about. It's about a lazy asshole that's good at something.
Remember when Rene Russo was a heartthrob?
Woo!
That was weird.
She's not anymore?
She never was.
She never was.
So,
I have a lot of hair. Love me.
Yeah, anyways, gross.
Did you see the Resident Evil 3 trailer that shows Nemesis?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, it's scary as hell.
Stars.
No, it's the game. They're remaking Resident Evil 3 on the
PS4. See, it looks like a terrible Drew Barrymore.
Oh my God. We got to end this madness. This beer is delicious. I love you, Epic Brewing, and every fucking thing. Different variant of the Big Bad Baptist you do. They're actually very good. I haven't had one bad one ever.
That's true. Thank you. All of another.
Yep.
All of your pops.
We're ending it with that. Thank you. All have another.
Goodbye. 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 We're sorry. But not too close.
Not too close.
So think about next week.
Think about next week.
We'll be back next time, but not too soon.
Not too soon.
So we don't get too old.
Don't get too old.
The show. is over and done for now. But when we come back, it will be good.
It will be good.